Had I known the Sunday before Easter would turn out like a nightmare before Christmas, I would have never gotten out of bed, much less went with Pearl White to open the church. This has been our usual Sunday morning ritual since I took over as president of the Ladies' Auxiliary close to 7 years ago. Until now, the worst trouble we had ever encountered were stray bulletins left in the pews from Wednesday night service, or errant chairs out of place in the Sunday school rooms, all of which I cannot tolerate. You wouldn't leave crumpled up trash or papers like that around your house unless you were a redneck slob, much less leave chairs all over the place in your home. What would newcomers think had that been their first visit to St. John's Baptist Church? That's why Pearl and I elected to open the church and make sure things were in order every Sunday morning. That Sunday, things looked exactly like they normally did. I was making my way to the pulpit to dust when I heard the most awful scream I had ever heard from Pearl. I ran back to the Sunday school room as fast as I could in my chunky heels. When I reached the top of the ramp leading to the Sunday school rooms, I noticed the lights were on and saw that Pearl had fainted and was lying on the floor. For the life of me, I couldn't fathom what would have made Pearl scream and faint like that. She had been a nurse at the Barnville Regional Medical Center for over 30 years before retiring and had pretty much seen it all. Then I began to worry that it was her heart. Crouching to the ground, I pulled my dress up and placed her head in my lap. I feared I'd put a hole in my stockings, but at this point, Pearl came first. I could buy more stockings. I couldn't buy a best friend. I patted her face. "Pearl? Honey?" I kept repeating in a low voice as I stroked her face, trying to rouse her. She finally opened her eyes. "Pearl, are you okay? I've already dialed 911, and there's an ambulance on the way. You just be still. I've got you." Pearl shook her head as she slowly pulled herself up off the floor. She stayed on the carpeted runway of the ramp and sat beside me. "Oh, Thelma, you're not going to believe this." I started getting up off the carpet. It took me 2 tries. Getting old ain't for the light of heart. "Thelma, look in the Sunday school room." She pointed her bony finger with her dipped nails to the last Sunday school room on the right-hand side of the wing. Reluctantly, I peered into the room and saw the dead body of Tristan Stiles splayed over the metal chairs with his long, curly blonde hair falling almost to the ground like stringy spider webs. His neck was turned in a way no neck should ever be turned, and his mouth was open with a grimace that laid bare that the last minutes of his life were painful ones.